Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which a lot of people ask. This is a question related to history and the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And that question is this. We know that after Imam Ali formally accepted the government after the death of the third caliph Usman, he made the city of Kufa, which is currently in Iraq, the center of his government. So some people ask, why is it that Imam Ali did not make the city of Mecca or the city of Medina, which are, you know, the two most holiest cities in the Islamic world geographically, why didn't he make them the center of his government? This is a question that we'd like to pose and ask today. By way of passing, we can say that actually and ironically, Imam Ali did make the city of Medina in the beginning of his government the center of his government and the capital of his government. However, due to certain reasons, he decided to change his government and move to Kufa. One of the reasons for this was the fact that in the city of Basra, a rebellion had begun, coordinated by certain individuals who would later become known as the Ashabu Jamal. So in order to suppress this rebellion, the Imam migrated from Medina with his governmental employees and his army in order to suppress the rebellion. Thereafter, the rebellion was suppressed. He decided to move to Kufa, which was closer to that city, to keep an eye on it, and he just decided to stay there. There were certain reasons for this, which we would like to enumerate for our listeners here today. The first is the special geographical location of the city of Kufa. At the time of the establishment of Imam Ali's government, the Islamic world, as you know, its boundaries and its parameters had expanded a great deal, and it had stretched. This was due to the wars and the conquests that the caliphs who were prior to Imam Ali had undertaken. And so the boundaries of Islam, the Islamic world, stretched from Syria all the way westward and all the way eastward to other lands further past, you know, Iraq and these places, right? So at that time, the city of Kufa, because of this, had become located in the center of Islamic world. And Imam Ali, by placing the center of his government in the city of Kufa, he made himself accessible both to all places in the Islamic world equally, and also it gave him access to these places. He was equidistant for all these places, and it allowed him to keep watch over these different cities. No city was further away from him than any other city. And this was one of the reasons why he decided to stay in Kufa. And this is also very important, keeping in mind another fact, and that is that at that time, Syria was under the control of Muawiyah, who was a staunch enemy of Imam Ali. So by staying in Kufa instead of Medina, the Imam was able to keep a watch over the ongoings of that city and also Muawiyah. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at why Imam Ali chose Kufa to be his capital and the center of his government. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
hayyu ya